Talking about football tonight.
Thank you, Hanson.
Somebody call in and tell us how you feel. What's that?
Call in.
What are you recording?
This joint.
Why?
Because that's what I do.
Right now?
Yeah. No, no. No, be you. You good?
I thought we only got 2 minutes. You said eight.
It's eight.
No, it's not. It's not eight.
And we gotta wait for Sid, too.
Who's Sid?
I know Sid. You know Sid.
Is Sid a female?
White. Nah, she... Huh?
Oh, it's Sid.
It's a girl?
Yeah. She, in the conservatory.
Oh, Lord.
Black, short, braids, glasses. From Maryland. From me. Is that with Ashley?
The little...
I don't know none of these people.
No! Hey. Yo. Hey. So, how y'all doing?
Hi.
Yeah, what's your name?
Sequoia.
Yeah. Sequoia?
Bree.
Bree?
All right. These are two very good friends of mine. Brent Squire. And this is a good friend of mine, Glad.
Hi, Glad.
Yeah. Sid.
I'll let you hit me up, yeah. Sid.
Y'all know who this is? Who?
No.
Oh.
That's
my DPS might roll through because we had to unlock the door. I mean, yes.
I thought the dude that I called still had the phone. Oh, this is a popular song.
Who is it?
Yeah,
it ain't Boogie with the Hoodie.
It is a popular song.
Oh, do you have a chapter?
Yeah, I need chapstick too, bro.
I only got the stick. I ain't got the.
Oh, you got that?
Nah.
You got the stick?
Yeah.
Everybody got it.
I buy two. I buy the stick.
That's the other topic. Who wants the chapstick?
Stick
was
running out.
I got Carmen's.
Dang. Y'all get it together.
Right, with the chapstick, right? Bro, I was at the blood drive.
We was having a whole different conversation. Lady for chapstick.
You got chapstick? I felt bad. I be feeling bad when I ask for chapstick.
I hate that. That's my pet peeve. I hate people chapstick.
I keep one in the car, in the room.
Dang.
I gotta start keeping one in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
2 days, you know what I mean? Slight.
How many hours long? 9?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of freshman linemen coming in, so. But so far, what we only got 9.
This is what they did. So my freshman year, the senior O-line was leaving. Mm-hmm. Most of them were leaving. You had some juniors, mm-hmm. which was like, do you know Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was a junior when I was a freshman. And then when I was a sophomore, he was a senior. And his senior class left. That's when they brought in Kaufman, Caleb,
yeah.
and Adam, and stuff like that.
Oh my God, I forgot. Where's Adam at? I realized where
he is. He's not playing. He didn't quit. He stopped playing.
You're right.
Jesus.
He stopped playing.
What happened to Adam?
Failed a drug test.
Oh, that's one reason.
Yes.
What's up? I don't know the other one. That's what he told me.
I already
know
one. See, like, what do you call somebody that...
I know, like, I call myself there.
Okay, I'm like,
yeah.
You kind of say, I've quit it too, bro.
No.
I didn't quit.
Tired.
Because if they finish the season, they didn't quit.
Yeah. I hate explaining that to people. Like, if they finish the season, they just don't want to play anymore.
That's crazy.
When y'all next morning practice?
Friday.
Friday, it's the $433,000.
No track, right?
No track. It's just
track.
We don't have the bleachers though.
Yeah.
And we're running 110s every day, so.
Wait, y'all do track?
Yeah. No, it's just like a workout day. Yeah.
I was like, dang, I kind of wanted to get back in shot put. I was just like,
you'll kill all the little bitches.
I would love to do shot put in all honesty.
I'd rather do those than
I really would.
No, I'd rather do 110 than get them over. Sideline and back, they never stop.
I wish you would still play ball.
Yeah, but 110, like, 110s are so, like,
no, I don't want to
know.
Yeah, I think sideline and back is actually, because from sideline to sideline, that's like 53 yards. So you go down and back. So
if that's if Regine quit, yards. I knew I wasn't going to be happy there.
This is Sherman's new album.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind that new album. I'm not a fan of it.
All right, what y'all trying to get into first? Double Standards?
I'm not hosting this. It's your show. I'll talk about what y'all talk about.
All right, let me do that.
And we can talk about
no sports.
Motorsport?
Oh, we no sport. No sport.
Yeah.
Not for the hour we here.
Yeah, yeah.
We can talk about what's that dude name? That got shot. Alton Starling. The officer. Yeah. We can talk about that.
So there was more to that case?
That. Yeah, the officer didn't get charged.
Dang.
So,
no,
got
wait, when this happened?
It happened 2016.
Bought it.
Oh,
the dude got selling CDs in front of the store.
Yeah.
And the officer was on top of him. It was two officers. Two officers on top of him, and the other dude shot him like 12 times.
I'm going to do something new. Yeah, we don't have to do this without Sid, but
I know. I don't think she's coming.
That sounds so funny. I don't think she's coming, bro. I took Offset on him the other day. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back.
Is Carter not here? Carter not coming?
Not Carter? I don't think this is Carter's setting, my nigga.
How is Carter setting, man?
I ain't even trying to joke. Just try. It's a different type of show today.
Tyler should be calling.
Oh, Tyler. Holy Let's shit. Text him. Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro. Tyler was a good addition last week.
Well, I know, yeah. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he can talk, bro.
Who was last week? It was last Monday.
Yeah, he can talk, bro.
Hashtag
Spring.
Bro, I feel like I've been up for like.
Y'all tired.
Y'all missing, bro.
What?
Y'all doing it?
No. I would rather, we sitting observing and watching.
Then go to all that practice.
I want the tea, yeah, man. I'm going to get the tea out of y'all, man.
If it comes down to it, I would rather practice once a week.
Yeah, wait, what?
I can't stand practice, dude.
I'm a nosy watch.
Especially with Oliver, I cannot stand that.
He needs putting in the base run.
Yeah, Tyler's not coming.
You're not?
No, he's got to go to that volleyball game.
Oh, everybody went to the volleyball game. I should have went to the volleyball game.
When did not a good time,
bro? Hmm?
Everybody doing something?
Oh, yeah, when is it? Yeah.
It don't matter, though. Yeah. I can't wait to get paid tomorrow. Get paid tomorrow. I'm so happy.
For a work study?
Yeah.
Didn't they not pay niggas for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, so that turn about to be like, yeah, right.
I'm going to have a good money check.
It'll be like 200.
Yeah.
200?
For y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be about 200, bro. I've been working so much.
Yeah, because we get paid.
Yeah, I don't get paid last week.
I know it's not enough, but I just thankful. Yeah,
you got to be thankful, but you can find another job, though.
And make him commitment with none of you bitches. Let me check this out. Hello. Yo, the funniest thing I ever practiced. It was like, it's like running back funny. Hello. 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 What?
Oh, you said it was like running back funny.
Yeah, it was running back funny.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, you find it funny. I just imagine, like, the ball being thrown to you and then you duck that
joint. What?
Like, imagine the ball being thrown to you and then you duck it.
You duck?
And yeah, like, the ball's coming at you and you just duck out the way in front of the ball.
Who did that? You did?
Izzy. Fuck no, nigga. You got fucked up.
Izzy?
Yeah, like he looked at the quarterback. He do it to me. That's wild. All right, we live, baby. What's good with y'all, baby?
We live at Fox 5, baby.
We got Sequoia and Brianna's joint. with the usual Joe and Glad.
Yes, sir.
Say what's up.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Say what's up.
Hey.
Say hello to the world.
Hey.
So, a lot of stuff has happened in the last 2 weeks, or a week and a half, I guess. A lot of controversial things and a lot of fuckery. So, what y'all want to get into? No, we can cut. So, y'all want to get into, like, the fun stuff first or, like, the serious stuff?
Let's get the serious stuff out of the way.
All right, Alton Sterling.
All right, do everybody know what happened?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know what happened?
Yeah, that's like, that's a, you know?
Yeah, go ahead, explain.
The South Carolina shooting, right?
No, it was Louisiana.
Come on, you say it. Say
it was Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yeah. He was in the passenger seat.
No, wait.
I need y'all to get started.
Wrong story.
Chill.
Yeah, it's a lot. But,
oh, no, that's Philando Castile. My bad.
Yeah, Alton
Sterling.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's the guy that was standing outside the store.
He was standing outside the store. He was selling, like, bootleg CDs and stuff like that, trying to make some money.
Yeah.
And then apparently a homeless dude said something to him. He showed him his gun that he had in his pocket. Mm-hmm. That's when the homeless dude called the cops saying, oh, this dude in front of the store got a gun on him. So that's when the cops came, started asking him questions and stuff like that. And that's when cops thought he had a gun on him because the homeless dude said he got a gun. So that's when, I guess, altercation happened, and that's when they took him to the ground, arm was pinned down and shit. Yeah, one officer on top, the other officer had his knee, like, kind of on his neck, and then it was like, stop resisting, and then I believe the officer that was on top of him.
Yeah, the one that was, like, right here on top.
Yeah, the one that was on top of him fired at least 12 shots, I don't know. I don't know how many shots it was fired.
Wait, so did he have the gun on him?
Yes, they found a loaded gun.
And, did he, and then the officer that shot, that got charged, well, that was indicted, I guess, on
they
trial.
They got charged, yeah.
Wait, they got charged?
Yeah.
So wait, who didn't get charged?
They ended up dropping it, didn't they?
They dropped it.
Because they were able to find enough evidence saying that the officer did their job.
Damn.
Yeah. So here's basically the facts. Okay, so he did have a loaded gun on him, mm-hmm. all right, but it was in his pocket, okay? Officer,
and then have you seen the video, right?
Yeah, I have seen the video. Yeah,
like they said the video was shitty quality, but they said that he was reaching for their gun on the officer's hip that was on top of him.
I can't believe that because the officer that was on top of him had his arm pinned down in between his legs, and you have another officer with his gun out next to his face. Mm-hmm. So you see that shit, it's kind of like, motherfucker, you got it. But
yeah. See, I just don't understand why he kept resisting though. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'm not in favor of the cops, I'm saying I'm not because I'm
a criminal justice major, so law enforcement, that's something that I want to do, you feel me? But my thing is, like, resisting to you, would that be, because his arm was pinned down, mm-hmm. so resisting to you, would that be him just running his mouth all up in your face, running his mouth?
No, not just your, like...
Because, look, when you're resisting, I feel like you gotta be moving your arms and stuff like that, but also, some officers take resisting as you running your mouth, not shutting up, not listening to their command.
I mean,
so it depends on how you view it.
Yeah.
But those are the facts where he did have a loaded gun on him. They tased him.
That didn't work.
Okay, that's when I believe they brought him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They had his arms, but he was still resisting. Okay, I understand. On that mm-hmm. point, they tried to put him in handcuffs, but he was still resisting. He was still arguing and shit like that. And then the officer that was on top of him fired at least 12 shots. But those are the facts of that case. And
then they charged everybody, but then they dropped the charges.
Yeah, they dropped the charges. Because,
so how y'all feel about that? Them just letting niggas walk free?
Because they found that it was, the shooting was justified.
Do you think that shooting was justified?
It don't even surprise me no more. Because, like, it's happened so many times. Like, you start to lose hope. Like, they're not going to get charged. Like,
justifies you so loosely. Anything's justified. Me eating a donut when I know I'm on a diet is justified. Like, anything's justified.
And look, after telling that story, you would imagine that, like, and then you know, like, they're going through trial and all that stuff to, like, get them in, like, go to jail. And then when it doesn't happen, you're just like, okay. But you also, it's not even like, you feel me?
Right. But at the end of the day, you can't justify somebody being on the ground and you standing on top of them, shooting downward to them.
On top of them.
Of course, the stun gun didn't work, but y'all had many more. You can up that charge, yeah. Anything, but an actual gun, you could have shot him in his leg and he still would have been here and it would have been okay.
So you think people just don't care?
No.
Like the system just don't give a fuck?
Well, no. I don't think they don't care. I think you gotta like put in perspective the cop. My dad was a cop. He's been shot at. He's been shot. Okay. He's been in fights. He's never killed a man. But the thing is, like, you never know what actually happened. Because, like, the video doesn't show everything that happened. So you can't, like, just be like, oh, from what we see in the video, he was wrong to shoot him. I mean, am I saying he was right to shoot him? No. But, I mean, you just don't know the full story of what actually happened behind the scenes of the video, you know what I mean?
That is so true. Like, for many of the shootings, it's like you get one point of the video.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, and for you to get both sides of the stories, you only get one side of the story, which would be the cop. You can't get the other side of the story because the dude is laying down, he's dead. So you can't get his side of the story too. So you're only going off of a video that doesn't show the full story. Yeah. And you also gotta think about the cop too. Like, he's coming to an area where you get a call, okay, a guy got a loading gun. First instinct is for like, okay, when you're a cop, you want to go home at the end of the day. That's the bottom line. But then you did take an oath for you to protect and serve. But some cops, they say that, fuck that. You feel me?
That's understandable.
Some cops
say, there's like, bad cops. So there's bad cops.
They are bad cops.
So does it register in their brain when, so what do you think about, like, they got, it's the cop and his mans, like two cops on the body trying to arrest a nigga. You feel me? Does that register in their brain? Like, you got the nigga. Like, you just arrest him and take
him
to
the thing, I don't think you have him arrested until you have him in handcuffs. He doesn't have anything else on him. You know, you've already searched him and you have him back in the car. Yeah, I don't think you have him arrested until you have him like that. Like, if you just have him on the ground, he's not arrested yet. He could have a pocket knife.
So they didn't arrest him.
You know what I mean?
Wait, they didn't arrest him?
They didn't have
No, they were trying to arrest him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so he was really resisting then?
We don't know.
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just have one side of the story. Now, if he was alive, okay. Yeah. Like, you would be able to get both sides of the story. But with the video, the video shows, like, okay, he was just laying there.
They were kind of wrestling him a little bit.
And you see the video, too. It's like this, and like, because they're trying to move to a good point to see.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it looked like it was shot on an Android. So, I mean,
excuse me, we are not going to disrespect Androids. Please, let's not disrespect Androids, because that's another topic for another day.
I don't know, I just feel like...
Oh, my God.
And then you also got to think about, well, I want to bring this up, the charges they brought against the cops. Because there's certain charges that you can bring against the cops that will stick, and a certain charges that don't.
Yeah.
So the justice system is smart as shit. You feel me? Like, they bring charges against cops, and they know damn well it's not going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And they automatically, if it goes to jury, it's going to drop. It's going to be a mistrial. So if we go back to the Baltimore case, Freddie Gray, the charges that they brought against those cops, murder and all that shit, that wasn't going to stick. They should have did manslaughter, or they should have did negligence, all that. But they want to go for murder, all that. And then since that didn't stick, everybody got mad. But people are so dumb where they feel like, okay, murder is the number one charge they can get. There are other charges that you can file for the cop to pay for what he did. Mm-hmm. But people feel like, eye for eye, okay, the cop killed this dude, he need to get charged with murder. There's other charges you can file for him to stick. And I feel like the district attorney, they file certain charges that they know won't stick because they do not want that police department to be under fire and film stuff like that.
But at the end of the day, somebody's dead, though.
But with that being said, there's so many other police departments, just like what's going on in Baltimore, how they have crooked cops everywhere, and now it's being brought to the light with drugs, guns, affiliation with the gangs and the drug dealers. And it's just like, you can't continue to let these people go and not hold them accountable, but I always want to hold the civilians accountable for selling weed.
That's what I'm saying. So, like she said, like, if you want to hold the cops accountable, charge him with file charges with them that you know is gonna stick.
Yeah.
I feel like the district attorney, like people that are filing charges, they know that certain charges won't stick, but they still file them just to make the people happy. Cause for the Freddie Gay.
So if somebody dies and you file for murder,
Wait. It depends. So if I'm a cop, okay, and I shoot somebody and they die, okay, so you gonna charge me for murder? But by law, that means it's basically like my shooting could be justified.
Yeah.
You can charge me with negligence. You can charge me with something else.
Manslaughter.
Yeah. It still has a chance to be justified, but.
But
very, very slim.
Yeah, you want to
talk about it's a way of saying you actually did something. Yeah.
Because you might have actually, like, there's like there's split seconds of decisions that can all happen within one shooting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I could be negligent and shoot him 2 seconds before I should actually shoot him if I had to shoot him. You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't have to shoot him and I shot him, negligence, right?
Yeah.
But if he actually pulled out a gun, but I shot him before he pulled out the gun, it's negligence. But say he did pull out the gun, like 2 seconds later, I shot him, then it might not be negligence, you know what I mean? So.
But you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I feel like the district attorney, they charge like the officers lately with certain charges that they know damn well have them stick. But the reason why they charge them just to make the people happy. You feel me? Because once somebody here, they charged him with murder one. No, like you got murder two. You can do manslaughter. You can do all that. Charge them with charge that's gonna stick. You feel me? Don't get me wrong. It could work, it could not. But don't try to charge them with like some bogus crap, which you know damn well is not gonna stick.
Has your dad ever shot somebody?
No. He's pulled his gun out. He hasn't shot him. He hasn't fired a single bullet.
But he's been shot.
But there are some bad cops out there, bro.
Yeah, and that's what pisses me off about it, though, is there's bad cops, and it gives all the other cops bad names.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate police, and it's like...
There's always the good ones.
It really does. And that's kind of hard, because, like, once you see that, it's kind of like, do I really want to be a law enforcement officer and shit like that? But, shit like that, go ahead, bro.
We gotta get to the T?
Yeah.
It's like, no. All right. So... Before we came in here, we was talking about cheating. I guess we was talking about. And I guess we was talking about the double standards of it. Like, hold on. The conversation went like,
who gets cheated on more?
Who gets cheated on more? Yeah.
We was saying like. Dudes cheat on girls more, but I was saying like I think it's the same thing, because I feel like girls, they just like us, they trying, yeah, but they just mask it better. You feel me? They want to slip with it.
What?
And like, and you know, sometimes dudes don't expect it from their girl.
I don't think so.
If anything, I do think girls, if they do cheat, they are slick with it, because it's something you don't realize.
That's what
but it's not like, well, wait, girls don't cheat more than guys, though. Because when we're in it, we're here. Yeah. We're here for today, tomorrow. We looking for a ring.
Yeah.
So we not about to cheat on y'all.
Are you talking for yourself or are you talking for girls?
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with multiple girls. Mm-hmm. And multiple girls, when they first start out in a relationship, it's like, okay, I really don't want to do this little puppy love thing, so where are we going? Because 2, 3, 5 years from now, I want a diamond on my hand. Maybe some insurance.
Okay.
So that's for multiple women, you can say that.
Yeah. Damn. I haven't really met one. That's a lie. I have met one, but we're not going to... That's a different story for another day.
Well, see, like me, I want to settle down someday.
Yeah, Joe a real nigga.
Like, I'm being honest. Like, I want to settle down. I want to have kids and shit. You know what I mean?
Nah,
I think that's what everybody wants. You know?
Yeah, eventually
everybody
wants to settle down.
Everybody
wants
to have kids and stuff like
but
that.
But I also think like
it's kind of like
they want that, but niggas be like, I think everybody's scared of getting cheated on though.
Yeah.
So like they just be free. Everybody's be free.
It's hard.
What's hard about it?
A relationship?
Our generation and relationships are just hard. Because back in the day, you didn't have no social media. So you want to cheat on, we went to school with the person we dated. Yeah. So, like, I see you every day.
And
I
you know go to school with the person you cheat on.
Shut up. We talking about two different generations.
Oh, but, like, you know, nowadays, we see a new joint every day just by scrolling through Instagram. Like, back then, they was probably in school. They seen one joint they liked after, and after seeing like a whole bunch of joints, they're like, oh yeah, I want that one.
Yeah.
And then that was it. You had to call them on the phone.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Write them notes. Yeah.
It's hard, man. It's real hard.
I don't know. So, well, actually, right now, I feel like you gotta just be obsessed with that person to be committed to that person.
You don't have to be obsessed.
Because I feel like back then, like, you can see a person like them, but like, it can grow into something.
So why can't you do that now?
Okay, so I'll talk from personal experience.
I mean, you can, like, if you got the willpower, like, you.
You don't have to be obsessed with somebody and just like them. That's not how that always goes. My boyfriend, I didn't even like him. I didn't know his name, but he kept coming. And yet we still here, how many years later? 3.5?
Mad years.
He wasn't obsessed with me, but he seen something. You're ugly. You're ugly for that.
Hey. Now, y'all relationship goals are screwed.
We're just happy. No, we're just happy. We're not nobody's goals. We're happy and living our lives.
Yeah.
It's hard. The reason why I say it's hard is like you mentioned before, social media plays a big part in it. You know, it's kind of like you see a girl on Instagram, like a pig, like damn, you know what I mean? Like
she like
okay,
pigs.
Yeah. So what do you guys like? What is cheating to you guys? Like how would you?
It's
guys,
different types of cheating.
That's what I'm saying. So how
physical, would you guys, emotional, all that.
Emotional.
Yeah, like if you flirting with a girl, like you text her more than you text your aunt, like. All of that.
So,
I feel like cheating. I feel like cheating is something that makes the other person just hurt. Like, you just don't want to do nothing. You just want to go lay down.
Say if you're in the mall, right? You walking, and then if your man's in there, you see a fine John walk by, and he just happened to look back.
There's no just happen to look back. He was looking back at
me. Okay, he looked back. Okay.
But if you a real female, I'm looking too. At the end of the, and if not, I'm probably the one that's pointing it out. And then he'd be like, oh, snap. Yeah, oh snap, there it go.
Yeah.
It's some stuff y'all can't be so sensitive about every single time. Females love attention. And I'm going to say it for myself because I love my attention. I like when you text me little cute stuff every now and then. Not looking for it on the regular, but I like my attention. So when you showing somebody else attention, that's what I consider cheating. More attention than what I'm getting.
So can get emotional, it's just not physical.
Nothing. I don't need you to have a great connection anywhere else.
But you still really think, okay, see, I think we talked to a different group of people. Because you said that girls be just in it, they be ready. But I feel like...
Why do you...
No, I feel like girls are just like us, though.
That's what I think.
They play the game, yeah.
Y'all play the game, but y'all do it more sneaker. We just out there. We don't give a crap.
I feel like that.
That is true.
Y'all do it, I know females, they do that shit sneaky, but us, we like, I just smashed that joint. Yeah. But like, it is what it is. But y'all more secretive about it because of the name calling.
Yeah.
There we go. Because of the name calling. Like,
we get judged
like,
harsh.
Like when we do it, it's like, hey, you know that stuff. Now when a female do it,
But like, I don't even think that's fair, bro. I don't think that's fair either.
It's not. Like, I mean, it's not fair, but at the same time, you know how like, we could be lesbians all day, but like the minute y'all say y'all were gay and like you tell a female that, they're not gonna want to talk to you. Like you used to be.
That's
gay.
A lie. We going shopping.
Yeah.
We going shopping. Listen, come apply this concealer.
You date somebody who used to be.
I didn't say date. I said we going shopping.
Wait, but I ain't gonna lie. Like if a girl, I mean if you a hoe, you a hoe. You feel me?
Okay. But, like, okay. Look, what's a hoe? How? What would you classify as a hoe?
Girl.
How many body counts is that? Or would it just be a female that y'all see talking to every guy?
No, not talking.
Because people call a girl a hoe.
Is a hoe by the way a girl dress?
No.
Or by who she been with and stuff? By her actions and shit?
And hoe is not gender specific neither. Niggas can be hoes.
Okay,
there we go. Yeah, I don't do that. But I feel like if we're like very like promiscuous, I mean, like if we know like you got 8 for sure,
8.
Like 8. No, like, so what if she's like talking to like 6 different dudes at once?
I don't care about that.
Like, and I'm saying, like, telling them all, you know, I love you and all this shit, right? And then she goes and goes to another dude's place, spends the night there, and then goes to the next dude's place the next night.
That's different. Yeah. Spending the night anywhere, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She do all that. But,
I mean, she can have fun, though.
I mean...
I'm not a girl that people call her home.
And when you really found out about her, what did you think?
Yeah, she was cool, I fucked with her, but after a month, I was like, yeah, I'm getting tired of this shit. it was just annoying, like, with the jokes and shit. Like, for me, I'm like, yo, all right.
Like,
and that came from your friends, right?
Yeah. It came from your friends. Yeah. Like, you going with her, like, she's been around, bro. Like, yo, how am I gonna take shit like that? Like, you got so many addictions and shit like that. So.
And that's why some relationships don't last, they don't build, because people always listen to their outside. Yeah. You don't know me, and I'm trying to get to know you.
But she was cool, though, and then after a month, I just called it. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It was a high school.
That's trash. Because
you was afraid of how people would look at you, right? How they'll see you?
Yeah.
What they'll think about you.
The association they was going to make. You said she wasn't a hoe, though.
I said, I didn't say she wasn't.
And hoe is not gender specific, though.
But she was a hoe. Like, I dated a hoe, but you know, I want to see if I could change her, but...
You can't change a hoe into a housewife. Your body counts do not restart after the year. I don't care what Drea says.
After a month, I was
Drea.
Like,
they be trying to recount their hoes.
So would you count?
What if you like really like the hoe though?
Oh, all right, would you count a girl or a guy in like during one relationship with one dude or one girl? And they're like super sexually active, would you count them as a hoe? Or would you just count them?
It's just one dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Do they have sex every night?
I'm not saying every night, but I'm saying like.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've heard people be like, yeah, they're a hoe. I was like, it's one person.
Oh, but let's say you was in a relationship with 8 dudes, though. Over a time span of.
That's what I was just talking
about. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
All right, over a time span of 4 years.
And the dude did not know?
No. 8 different boyfriends.
Separately, relationships, not at the same time.
Like just somehow, you feel me?
Yeah.
So oh, that's did, not a hoe.
So you really gonna you act cup, like we ain't go to high school then, with that though?
What you mean? I mean, I know, but.
Now I'm and just they saying. Were hoes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
But you're saying having different like girlfriends. You, or boyfriends.
Like if Shorty had 8 boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. At the same time?
No, like, okay, no, just like 1 year span. You had 2 a year.
Yeah, like every 3 months she had a new boyfriend. but she was getting cuffed before she was letting niggas hit.
She was with one person at one time.
Yeah, like
so
three
she
months.
Wasn't like with 2 people at one
yeah,
time.
No.
No.
All right.
My dad was a fucking hoe. He said
when I was in the Marine Corps, I had a girlfriend in New Mexico and a girlfriend in Pennsylvania. And I was like, at the same time, he's like, yeah. I was like, Dad, that's fucked up, man.
Hey, he's smart. He always got a home to go to.
Yeah, I was like, but still.
Food to eat.
Exactly. Yeah. It's cold down here.
I'm trying to think of another question.
About hoes?
Yo, let hoes be hoes, bro. Basically, bro, let them do what they want to do, bro.
Yeah, son, I got a question.
Let's start off with relationships, not hoes.
Hold on. What do girls mean by free spirit? My bad.
Free spirit?
Yeah.
They be having that shit in their bio, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they be like, I'm a free spirit.
Free spirit means...
I be feeling like
I'm a hoe. I'm gonna sleep with anybody and everybody I want to sleep with. That's what I'm free spirit.
I think everybody should just be free, man. Just be free. Fuck what we're talking about. Okay, for me.
I feel like this generation, well, they call us millennials and shit.
Yeah.
They're different from every other generation
before.
So as we should be. It's kind of like, for us, the nobody's reason why is because of social media. Because
we're making up new titles every day.
Well, you know how we are. How do you think Generation Z is going to be?
They're already here,
but
they're like 13 and shit.
Yeah. So like once they get our age, how do you think they're gonna be?
Oh,
Same way, you think it'd be worse.
I do not know.
We gonna have a long list of sexualities.
It's already long.
I feel like for us, we're smarter than generation before. What I mean by that is like, back then it's like, dang, I just got this chick pregnant, so that means I got to start a family with her. Now it's like, we're not happy to kick her out or kick him out, shit like that. So we won't put up with that bull crap. Generation back then, they put up with the bull crap.
Here's the thing. You getting somebody pregnant, that was your choice. And if you knew you don't like this chick like that, this chick is crazy. She done lost her mind. She done broke about 3 windows in the last year. And you still sleeping with her?
That's your fault.
Exactly. And the reason why they were got it together and was just like, yo, we gonna work this out or do whatever, is because it's like, nobody wants to have a child out of wedlock. That's number one.
Yeah, that was back then, though.
But still,
now, like,
9 times out of 10 of people who have children out of wedlock, the child is being neglected either by their mother or their father. I've only heard so many relationships to where they had a child out of wedlock or whatever, where it's not like, oh, my dad's a deadbeat. Oh, I don't even talk to my mom.
Yeah,
I'm not saying divorce, because my parents are divorced, and I get a piece of both of them without a problem. But having a child out of wedlock, it's like you have really no ties. Because some people think like that. I really don't like this girl at all, but she had a child. Yeah. So she gonna take care of it. And then it's like, oh, well, he don't want me, so I don't really want this child, so I'm either aborted or send it out for adoption. And there's so many kids out there for adoption that are sitting in these homes, like, just sitting there wondering why they weren't good enough. Mm-hmm. So that's why people are kind of trying to get it together.
You think
like,
it's going
to
be better?
Be smarter. Like, it's going to be better, no. It's never going to be like, better.
I feel like, okay, agreeing with her, but I feel like back then it was like, yeah, it was better, but now it's like, people
so
have
to be
out of wedlock
worse.
And shit like that, so it's
kind of
like...
Yeah, we might get worse, bro. Like,
because it seems like the thing to do.
Number one, people don't want to get married because it fucks up your taxes. Mm-hmm. You don't get enough money in taxes when you're together. When you're separate, you get a lot of money.
But niggas,
you do. It's the truth, though.
And then you also have those people who don't, like, who might be a part of, like, might be that child and might not know different and do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just a continuous cycle. It's going to keep happening. So, like, it...
Well, I wouldn't really... Because my grandparents, they've been married on my dad's side, married for 50 years.
Yeah.
All right? Then my dad, like my mom, they married for about... They got married because of my brother.
Yeah.
Because of my older brother. And then they had me, and then that's when they got divorced.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't really say...
Well, yeah, I'm not putting labels. I'm just saying, like, it potentially could happen. You know what I mean? Like,
what you don't see growing up, that's how you're gonna. That's how you're gonna act when you get older. 9 times out of 10, that's how
what
it
you
works.
Don't see?
What you don't see, like what you don't have, what you don't feel. Because God, there's a lot of guys who's like, my dad was never there for me, so I'm gonna be there for my child. But at the same time, they're not there for their child. Mm-hmm. They got a child over there that they don't talk to.
They're basically going back to my point.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying.
Just because my grandparents were together 50 years, that doesn't mean... I feel like that's going to continue. That's what I feel. Because that's what we see. Because I'm used to living... I'm used to having two separate parents. Mm-hmm. You know, going to my dad's house, going to my mom's house. That's what I'm used to. That's what my cousins used to. My cousins, my dad's brother... That's what he's used to. My cousin never saw.
Okay,
never
so
saw
what,
my uncle.
So for you, like,
because he got deported. But yeah, that's enough.
So like, what model influenced you then? Like your parents or your grandparents?
I feel like everybody want to be like. Well, everybody in my family want to be like my grandparents. They had that long lasting relationship, but it's kind of like. I feel like relationship, you go through times where it's like, you got the best times, then you got the bad times,
yeah.
You got the best times, then you got the bad times. And I feel like at a certain age, that's when people start getting grumpy. Like, because women body change when they get older, men body change when they get older. And during that phase, that's where the tough times comes and shit like that. So
what keeps relationships going strong then?
I have no fucking idea.
Just people... Y'all know?
I'm 19, 20. I don't know.
So what do y'all think then? Like, what do y'all think would make it work?
Working with each other. That's The only thing, communication. So
my question is, my question is,
y'all both gotta be willing to make it work. No.
My question is, okay, if y'all get married, right, and then y'all husband cheat, will y'all still stay with him?
No.
Now ask him that question.
I don't know. I mean, why? Why are you saying? Okay. Well, what do you mean? Depend on. Okay, if you get married, you're with your husband for about 5 years, and he cheat. Okay, and you have like one kid, or y'all don't have any kids. Would you still stay with him to keep that relationship?
No. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I can't be happy for my kid. Unhappy for my kids. I can't do that.
If you do have kids, would you stay?
It depends. Like, I would probably try to give him a chance, but, like, if he did it again, I can't.
There's
like,
no if.
I'm not going to put myself through that torture. Like, I'm just, like, I know my worth, so I'm going to just
do my own thing. Do you feel like when people say a cheater is always a cheater? Yeah, that's true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's bullshit.
You do? But,
yeah.
Why?
Because I cheated before, and I don't believe it. But, yeah, that's bullshit.
But we don't know if you will.
Yeah, we're kids.
What if somebody...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wait till you get to, like, the 30s.
Well, I'm not a kid. I'm a young adult.
Yeah, we're just babies.
Basically.
No, we're babies, bro.
Everybody, like...
No, you know, no.
22 is a baby, bro. Trust me. You're young, man.
I mean, all right. I feel like you're baby until you get that career, and then once you get going with that, like what you're doing, Glad. Like, once you get that...
I think 30
that
is
job... Young.
You're an adult.
You're making your own money. You're living on your own.
You're not
your own bills. You're an adult.
Yeah.
It's not about adults.
So go back to my question. So you said you would.
What are we talking about?
If
you're
husband?
Yeah. Would you leave him?
Or if your boyfriend cheated, whatever, would you leave him?
Boyfriends?
I would leave him. All right,
my girlfriend cheated on me in high school, and I left her.
Back.
Okay, if it was your wife,
If it was my wife,
yeah.
How long have we been married?
2 years.
In all honesty, I really don't think it matters.
That's what I'm saying. Like you have whether that trust, and then she breaks it.
Yeah,
or he breaks it. You know what I mean?
Because like, 9 times out of 10, if we're married, we've already been together for a while. So wherever we are in this relationship, if you decide to cheat, that shows me you're unhappy, and this is no longer where you want to be. So therefore, it's time for us to go.
I feel like nobody's perfect.
You're not.
And it may not be his fault.
But do you know what it takes for somebody to cheat? You have to mentally be there. That's not just something you look at somebody and be like, oh, yeah, we about to do this tonight.
That shit is hard, bro.
That's not. That's something you have to do on the inside. And people always say having sex or something like that is just a physical attraction. It's much more than that.
So, like, if you cheat, you get so, like, you feel so guilty. Like, you can't be like, oh, yeah, I'm cheating tonight, and then, like, I'm not even going to worry about it. You know what I mean? I have a wife at home, and I'm going to go cheat. Like, you don't go out, like, it's like, I'm going to go out with my, like, say I was getting married, and I was at my bachelor party, right? And we go to a strip club or something, and I find a girl. I'm not going to be like, I know some people who, like, have done it, but, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll see that joint. I'm going to smash that before I get married, because it's still cheating. So, like, that's how I feel. Like, I'm not going to cheat, because that's... You know what I mean?
Yeah. And once you've been through it hurts.
And I've been cheating on before, and I'm like, I don't want to do that to someone else.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's why I did it.
But you got moral, though.
Yeah, me. That's why I did it.
But on the same person? Or, like, different?
Yeah, like, you move on. That's what I feel like. You move on. Like, it's going to suck for that. It's going to suck for that minute. Or you can move on. It's gonna suck for about depending on what type of person you are, you feel me? Yeah. It may suck for 2 weeks, it may suck for 3 years. But for me, I'd be like, oh.
But you lose a sense of confidence. Like, oh. Or at least some women do. You lose a sense of confidence when somebody cheats on you. It's just the question.
Yeah. I feel like girls be taking that shit. Y'all be like, y'all get cheated on, but y'all still be like doing y'all.
Well, let's not say y'all. There's a group that stays and there's a group that runs. I may not run in
with a boat
in this body, but I'm leaving. I may not physically run, but I'm gone.
I don't know. I never really seen like a girl like get cheated on and then just lose herself. You feel me? I'd be like, but niggas be losing themselves. At least my niggas do.
What do you mean?
They just, like lower. Like they be an ugly girl now. You feel me? They'll dumb.
You know what's the worst part? It's like No, you already started.
Come on, bro. Come on.
It wasn't fully processed, so it wasn't on the 6th. So what? Don't forget it?
Yeah.
I won't.
Process it. Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this. I just want to know how, like, you prevent all this stuff, because that's all I see, like, on...
How do you prevent all that from happening?
Somebody just got divorced, too. Like, what? I feel like somebody, like, in the news just got, like, a big divorce.
Donald Trump's son.
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you...
But do we know what happened, or did they just divorce?
Oh, he slept with the Danity Kane singer.
Yeah,
he,
oh, okay. Yeah.
2 years ago.
And then, while he was in the shower, his wife looked on his phone because his phone was ringing. His phone was ringing.
That's back to like the social media and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
If you don't, y'all be saying that shit too, though.
Didn't Dudo Power do that? Then you have a sad phone. If you he don't, did. You make sure. Yeah, have it in the safe. Like, you just.
Yeah.
Why y'all need a sad phone?
Look,
be honest. If you got balls to cheat, have balls to leave your phone out there, and if she texts you,
I feel like I got more questions. Did you process your question?
Yeah, you did.
Are you tell me it, and then I'll.
No, I did not.
And I'll just tell everybody that it was my question.
I can speak.
I feel like it's juicy. Pause. What?
Mm-mm.
I feel like it's a juicy question.
A mess. So how do you feel?
About that?
Yeah.
Well, usually when cheating comes to mind, I just be thinking, like, how can people make it work? Feel me? Or, like, when people divorce and all that stuff.
Would you try to make it work?
If I could cheat on?
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm saying, like...
What if, like, you were drunk? Like, the person was just... Really
Okay,
No.
Ain't no drunk. That's a quick sober up.
Yeah, like, because you can be drunk, but, like, you still... You can still, like, put that through your mind. Like, you're not...
No, bro.
I don't know, man.
I know it. I be checking my math.
He went to Canada one time. No, he was bro. Fucked up.
No, bro. When it's you, like, nah. Bro, when you're drunk, bro, you're drunk, bro. Like, if you really get drunk, bro, like, you don't remember shit.
So is that a good excuse?
It's not a good excuse. I don't understand.
If you came home to me and you was like, babe, I was drunk and I slept with this girl, I'm supposed to be, okay.
No.
No, of course I'm going to expect you to be mad. Yeah, like, I didn't say that was an excuse. I'm just saying, you drunk, you drunk.
Like, no, but I'm just saying, like, there's so many things.
Bottom line is, like, you expect highly of a person, and then they just do some wild shit.
You lose their trust, basically.
Yeah.
Like, you have your trust in them, and then they go and, like, just fucking...
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
I feel like I feel like there are good girls and good boys that just can focus. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I feel like... Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once she dies,
oh, yeah.
I'm trying to disagree with
her.
Wait, what?
No. Y'all heard it.
I said, once she dies, always a cheater.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I did think so.
They cheat once. They might. Yeah.
All right, would you consider cheating, like...
It's a certain time limit thing.
Would you consider cheating, like, say I was talking to two girls, but trying to find which one I like?
No.
You're not committed to nothing.
It's not a type.
That's what I'm saying.
See, you're a responsible nigga, though.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I fuck with that shit.
He's so bad.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
So would you take... All right, would you, like... So you got two girls, you trying to figure out which one you trying to, like, keep. You take them, like, both on a date around, like, the same time, like, in the same week. I'm like, to the movies.
Well, like, right now.
I ain't got money like that yet.
Like, I'm in this predicament right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in this predicament right now.
Hey, I take one.
One of them is from North Carolina, like, back where at my hometown, North Carolina. The other one goes here.
Hopefully she not listening.
My nigga. See, he's responsible.
Like, the other one, like, I don't talk to that much, right?
Yeah.
But, like, on here.
All right, but look, how are you, like, wagering how to
pick? Woo!
That's what I'm saying. I gotta, like, talk to him more.
You just talk to
take him out.
Hey, don't forget it. I know I'll be forgetting stuff.
Like, talk to him, take him out more, and, like, decide, like, you know, which one do I like. I gotta get to know him better. I'm not gonna just be like, oh,
so
I
what if she looked at. What if you like girl A, and then you like committee, like, boom, and then you gonna cut shawty off?
Most likely.
Wait. No, I wouldn't, like, I'm not going to take one out and then be like, oh, I like this girl, you know, forget the other girl. No, I'm going to take both of them out. Maybe not in the same time, like, the same week or anything, but, I mean, like, I'm going to take them both out and find out which one I really like and which one I get
like over a period of time.
Yeah, because, like,
See, that's, like, the response. Like, some niggas, that's logical thinking.
Yeah. Because I'm not just taking her out to take her back.
I think
to my
other
room,
niggas
you know,
be trying to be
me?
Like, I got to fuck both of them and see.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to take them out. That's just take them back to my room. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to take them out to see which one I want to, like, I want to date. You feel me?
So you pick Shardy A, right? And then the other girl, girl B.
Shardy B.
Shardy B. Oh, what was I about to say? Alright, do you just, like, tell her, like, yo, you don't know it, but you've been battling another chick for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just blank out, like, just disappear. Or, like, or like I'm asking, like, what's the responsible way to do that? To, like, let one off?
To let one off?
Yeah. I'm just trying to see how you be thinking.
Like, I just want to, like, you know.
Let's be friends.
You just got, I feel like you just got.
Or you send her iMessage games. You feel me? If you send Shorty iMessage games, she knows.
Fun dude, go home. Go home now.
I feel like you just gotta be straight up because if you keep on doing that, you're wasting her time. You're wasting her time because
like
she's thinking.
What if she's like, oh, you know, I really like this guy. You know, he's been talking to me for a while now, and she doesn't know. And I'm just like, you know what? I just want to be friends.
Cause you gotta
like,
be straight up. I feel like
you have to be straight up because
I'm
mad. We on a whole different level.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
because I feel like you're gonna be wasting their time.
She could be like, oh, he's just been fucking with this girl the whole time. You know what I mean? And then, like, and talking to me, trying to get, you know what, you feel me? Like, they don't know, like,
I'm glad
so you gotta be straight
that.
Up. Yeah.
Alright, what's about him?
How do you, make long-distance relationship work?
You can't.
No, you can't. Wait. I totally agree. Because, when I came here, my girl went to UMES, Eastern Shore. And then we dated until, like, sophomore year, and then well, we went out since high school, but we dated since like sophomore year of college. And then after that, it was like, I went back home for New Year's. We was at a party, and I was like, yo, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Because the long distance relationship, and plus, I know what I did, I know what he did. So it's kind of like, yeah, it was just mutual. I feel like a long distance relationship can't work. It cannot. I don't think so.
Trust me, it can.
Hold on. Finish what you're saying.
I mean, but his situation.
Hold on. There's two different situations. Finish what you're saying.
His is different. Like, it's a different distance. Like, you an hour away from your.
Hold on. I was in South Carolina.
Well, you were
6 hours away.
Hold on. You was in a long distance relationship before?
Yes.
How about you?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I just went to Florida, bro.
I know. All right, for you done?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, right. I don't think.
Was that your question?
So how you make it work then, Shorty?
Yeah, communication. It's not. In all honesty, nobody's that busy in a day to not be like, okay, can we just set up a little 30-minute, 10-minute session?